When you lose your license, you become reliant on other people to take you where you need to go, and you become a burden for others. Part of the Road Safety Authority's latest ad campaign aimed at young drivers between 16 and 25. It focuses on the loss of a driving license as a motive for safer driving. Disability campaigners have condemned the ads as ableist, implying that people who don't drive are a burden on others. Other critics claim the ad campaign is misguided, as it implies that car use is a condition for independence, sidelining other options such as walking, cycling or public transport. We did ask the RSA to put someone forward for interview, but nobody was available. Nasa Harrigan is here. She's Green Party TD for Dublin Central and spokesperson for Finance, Public Expenditure and Health. Thank you very much for coming into our studio
today.
Hi, good
morning.
What's the problem with an ad campaign aimed at essentially saving lives?
There's absolutely no problem with an ad campaign, particularly one that focuses on young drivers, male drivers, who we know in terms of the data are more likely to be involved in accidents. And there's also no issue, I think, with saying that if you lose your license, it could be very disruptive to you, because a lot of people build their lives around their mode of transport, whether that's cycling or walking or driving. You get to work, you meet your friends. There's a big jump between that and saying that people who don't drive are a burden. And the tagline of that is, you lose your license, you lose your independence. Now, that is a difficult point to make. And I think there are a huge amount of people in this country, through no fault of their own or through choice, who don't drive and who are not a burden to us. Our family and friends who don't drive are not a burden. They're not a problem. There are people with epilepsy, with neurological disorders, with visual impairment, with mobility issues, who cannot drive. And to put that out there culturally, that people are a burden if you don't, I think it is a problem. And this is a state-funded agency.
The RSA in a statement say that the ad was developed following feedback from focus groups with young drivers earlier this year. The feedback revealed that the possibility of losing their licence is key to improving driver behaviour amongst this cohort. Participants in the focus group admitted that being forced to ask for lifts from friends and relatives due to a driving ban was something they dreaded. They perceived their licence as being the key to their independence and indicated that the prospective loss of their licence could fundamentally shift their driving behaviours. As such, a campaign focuses on their perception of the consequences of losing their licence. It explores how this could make you more reliant on family, friends and colleagues to take you where you need to go. It aims to show that young male drivers what it's like to become a burden to others and to encourage safe and responsible behaviours on the road. That they say that they focus grouped this to.
They did a survey. Well, the RSA is funded to the tune of 101 million. And I would have hoped that there was somebody in their staff who might have advised them that doing a survey doesn't give you a free pass or permission to punch down at groups who in this case are a cohort with disabilities. It doesn't give you permission to imply that people are a burden. And there's, as I said, for anybody who hasn't seen this ad, it depicts somebody jumping up on their mother's back and being carried around, jumping up on their girlfriend's back or their prospective girlfriend's back or their friend's back. And it implies that you can't get a girlfriend, you lose your job, and your parents don't really want to deal with you. Like, it is pretty pejorative. There's a huge gap between saying that this will be disruptive to your life, and people will say that in a survey, and showing a fella leaping up on his mother's back. Like, where is the basic respect for how people live their lives? I just would love to know who sat in that meeting, who paid for that and thought, this is a great idea, this is a good thing to depict in Irish society.
Separately, as Ronan was telling us earlier in the paper review, several newspapers covering another likely delay in taxing unused land which has been zoned residential to avoid penalising farmers who are working that land. The Taoiseach is quoted as saying in newspapers this morning, as long as I am Taoiseach, no active farmer will pay land tax. Does he have a point?
I think it's really a shame for farmers, or unfortunate for them, if we're going to blame average decent farmers for land hoarding. We're in the run up to an election and we know that. What we're seeing right now is a step back from something that was agreed 5 years ago. If there were issues, we could have reviewed it then. This is like hiding food in a famine. We know from 1973, when we did the Kenny report, that land hoarding is one of the biggest problems in terms of the affordability of housing in this country. And we agreed 5 years ago that we would deal with that. And now we're putting it probably on the never never, not even on the long finger. This is, for a Fianna Fáil minister to do this particularly, is shocking, because, you know, Minister Chambers is a Dublin minister and he's going to have to stand on doorsteps in Dublin West and defend putting off a measure that would fundamentally and strategically deal with the price of housing.
Could an exemption be made?
There's already an exemption. in the legislation, there's already an ability to de-zone land. And your average farmer who is working land can do that and can already do that. I think this is Fianna Fáil as usual. It's not your average farmer. It's their land hoarding pals.
Rudassa Hurrigan from the Green Party, thank you very much for coming into us today.